done, that were wedded should joust at that feast. So the first day they jousted Sir Lamorak de Gales, for he overthrew 30 knights and did passing marvelously deeds of arms. And then Sir Arthur made Sir Pont and his made Sir Persant and his two brethren knights of the Round Table to their lives' end, and gave them great lands. Also the second day there jousted Tristram best, and he overthrew 30 knights and did their marvelous deeds of arms. Page 302. And there King Arthur made Ironside, that was the Round Knight of the Round Lands, a knight of the Round Table Round, to his life's end, and gave him great lands. The third day there jousted Sir Lancelot du Lake, and he overthrew 50 knights, and did many marvelous deeds of arms, that all men wondered on him. And there King Arthur made Duke de la Rowse, a knight of the Round Table, to his life's end, and gave him great lands to spend. But when these jousts were done, Sir Lamorak and Sir Tristram departed suddenly, and would not be known, for the which King Arthur and all the courts were sore displeased. And so they held the court 40 days with great solemnity. And this Sir Gareth was a noble knight, and a well-ruled and fair-languaged. Thus endeth the tale of Sir Gareth of Orkney, that wedded Dame Lyoness of the Castle Perilous. And also Sir Gaheris wedded her sister, Dame Lynette, that was called the Damsel Savage. And Sir Agravaine wedded Dame Laurel, a fair lady, and great and mighty lands with great riches gave with them King Arthur, that royalty they might live till their lives' ends. Here followeth the eighth book, the which of the first book of Sir Tristram de Lyoness, and who was his father and his mother, and how he was born and fostered, and how he was made knight. End of book 7.